Yes, sir.
I'm sorry to bother you. A Porter called me on the Mike Feldman business.
Yeah.
And said that you wanted to announce about either today or tomorrow.
Well, I don't care. I've got a bunch of these announcements to make, and they're fussing at me for not making them. I would like to really get my inaugural over with because they're picayunish, but they're this little cult of, you've seen Bartlett and Roland Evans and this crowd that runs around out there in Georgetown together that lost out at the White House and they don't get invited to the cocktail parties. They're nipping. And they're making a big issue about Powers and O'Donnell and some of those. And they're not working and haven't been, and I've just been since, Dave really hadn't worked since the assassination. I've just carried him because of the children, and I've tried to be nice to the to Ken. He helped some in the campaign, but he hadn't been there since. He's down in Florida. And I thought that when I announced him, it'd be better if they all went together from his standpoint. So it looked like the Kennedy crowd was kind of resigning. They'd stayed till the new administration. They were kind of leaving. I hate to point him out on his own account. And they're pressing me on these other things. And I have his letter. And I don't believe, in light of my advice from my lawyers, that I can, that I should, with this thing being substantive as it is, have the chief legal officer for the White House operating under those circumstances.
No, I agree with that, Mr. President. I think if two things on it from my point of view and my telling him. The first is that up to this point, my discussion with him, I have said that these were just on my own hook.
Well, I would, and I tell him, though, that last night I talked to him when he was in there. You saw him. I didn't invite him. I don't know how he got there. I guess somebody else did. But that you saw him, you saw me, and that I asked you how everything was going and talked personnel, and that you just raised this question. Said, I think you ought to know that here's what the situation is. And I said, well, I have his resignation and my judgment from his own standpoint. For his own protection is that he ought to go with others, and he can stay on for two or three weeks on leave and on his annual leave, and as far as his money's concerned, and necessary, we get some friends to help him, but we just don't think that he ought to be there in that position in this situation. And you told me that, and my other associates told me that, and that he ought to go and tell Bill Moyer that on his own initiative day, otherwise the initiative be otherwise. And I think that's what ought to be done. I don't want to be cruel.
I don't know whether you want to drop him as hard as that, or whether you want to say that his resignation has been accepted effective in the near future, or something like that.
Well, I would do that. They'll pay me for the date, though. I don't see that you're really dropping him. Looks like to me the initiative there. I'm not hurting Ken O'Donnell. He wants it announced.
Yeah.
And Dave Powers wants it announced, and McNally wants it announced. The problem I have with it, if I don't announce them, I can't announce their successors.
Yeah.
And what does he gain from staying in his office another month? I gain a lot because I need him. I need him bad. But I can't name Lee White to succeed him until Lee White knows he's leaving. And Lee White doesn't even know he's planning to leave him.
Yeah.
And Lee White's planning to leave the 20th.
Yeah. I suppose you could do that now if his intention to leave and your intention of when Lee White to succeed him. Do it that way.
And I'd say for a while, Lee's not going to stay very long. Lee wants to some other place. He's earned it, although we need the top men over there. My thought was I might put him on FEPC. It pays good. It's judicious. My thought is I might put him on National Labor Relations Board.
Yeah. Yes.
What would you think about either of those?
I think he'd be very good at either of those things. Very good at the first. Particularly because he had a lot of confidence. Civil rights.
I think, though, as my lawyer, you better just hit the cold water. I could have Abe do this. But I think you just have to be as strong as you can. This is not... That's right. Well, I think you can say that you did talk to me last night, sitting in a room, which you did. When you saw both of us there, as it happened, say he was pushing me pretty strong about various vacancies, and he was talking about some of the people in White House, and he was specifically talking about Lee White. And he said that he didn't know whether you were leaving or not. If you did, he hoped that Lee would continue, and I just frankly had to say, well, I think he means his resignation, and I'm going to talk to him because this situation exists.
Right.
That might be a way to lead into it.
Right.
But both you and Abe, advise me that this is what ought to be done, and it's just like cutting my right arm. It's just just soon lose McNamara almost, because every proclamation, everything comes in, every textile group, every oil group, every other crowd sees him, every Jewish group. He does a wonderful job with all of them. I just can't understand. I can't understand it, but I think he can go off and clean it up, keep it out of the papers. And then we can really recognize him if we need to. And that's what I'd tell him if I were you.
All right.
I'd just say, you need a little rest. You clean this thing up. We'll help you clean it up. I'll talk to some of his friends for him. I'm a compassionate man, but I'm not a hardy. And I think we've got to watch out not to be. And I think I've got to depend on you to do that. And...
I'll see him this afternoon. It won't be anything to do. I can get it done this afternoon.
Yeah, just tell him because I'll be meeting with him tomorrow morning, 10:15. And what I'd like to do at that time, say I have the following resignations. And they'll be effective this month. And they have some leave coming and so on and so forth. Here's how I plan to have Jack Valenti do what Ken's been doing. And, Bill Moyers do what Sorensen's been doing. Doug Keeter do what Hatcher's been doing. Just kind of play it out along that line.
All right, I'll see you.
Okay, and you let me know.
Yes, sir, I will.
And
did Jack Valenti speak to you about the Firestone-Sieberling thing?
No.
Well, he's been getting a lot of pressure on that. Firestone-Sieberling wants to sell Firestone to one of their large tire plants, and there's a lot of political pressure on it, and it's been over the FTC for some time. The FTC has unanimously decided it would be a violation of the 7th Clayton Act. And what our, want to know our view is, our people all feel that it would be too.
Mm.
But it's a hot one.
I don't know a thing about it, but I know Firestone has been awfully patriotic and public-spirited and extremely cooperative, and the only rubber group that has. And when they tried to steal the rubber plants during the war, the only man that stood up and said the government ought to own them, and we ought to have competition, and we ought to be strong enough to do it. And there's nobody strong enough to compete now except Goodyear and Goodrich and General. And he just stood by himself. And we fought it through and kept them from stealing the plants. Kept them until Eisenhower came along and gave them away. And I have the highest respect for the Firestone people and would resolve any matter in their favor. And only when Mitt Johnson just went out to Ohio 4 months ago, about 10,000 of them turned out and kept our setup from being a complete fiasco. That's the general run. Now, that's not legal. You'll have to look at the legal thing, but no use mentioning it to me if you don't want me to tell you where they stand. And, And I know nothing about Cyberling except he's been a runt and had trouble existing and never been able to make a go and been at the bottom and have never got distribution. And I honestly think that the finest thing you could do is to put the best bunch of professors that you've got, plus some of your more moderate lawyers there, and bring that antitrust law up to date.
Well, I agree with that. I
just think you ought to have a task force on that, work around where bigness is required and we need it, we can have it. Where somebody's going broke, can't do it, they can pull them in. But I just don't think we really have any standards. I see one day where you approve, I'll give you an illustration. Bill Green got in Philadelphia, Henry Ford bought out I've forgotten what it was, radio company or something. That's approved. Philco. Ford and Philco. And everybody's hollering it's violation of every antitrust law. But Ford and Philco voted out and they kept all the employees and they didn't close the thing down and it went all right. And I've never been I never believed really that either Philco or Ford are really competitive with General Motors and RCA, but Pioneer are competitive. I had nothing to do with it. I know nothing about it, didn't talk to a human, but I know the gossip was at the time among all the people that Bill Green just said, by God, you're not going to turn off 10,000 people in Philadelphia. And they weren't turned off, because if they didn't, they were going to have to close. And I would imagine Cyberland's got some of the same basis. I don't know either one of them have nothing to them, but I would sure look at it very closely, because this Federal Trade Commission and Keephoffer never have been folks that I thought were as stable as I would like for my mortgage guarantee company to be that held my money. I won't
agree with that, but some of them at least, but this is all of them.
Well,
We'll take a look at it. I would
think
the more detailed
person. I sure would, and suggest what else they can do. What's their alternative? Why do we want to break Cyberling?
We don't want to break Cyberling.
Well, have you ever seen anybody with a Cyberling tire? The only ones I've ever seen them out here at the fourth class post offices. They're right at the bottom of the run. They're just about like a Saxon automobile or an Edsel.
Cyberling's the one that's trying to push this. I think Firestone's
Well, Cyberland's going under if they don't, my guess. I never heard of it. This is the first time it's ever mentioned. But just because of the technicalities of the law, if I were you, I'd take a good broad look at it, and then you do what's right, and I'll follow you.
All right.
Bye.